hope it goes through. That's all I can say.
Hello.
Hey, Dylan, we got disconnected. This is Tyler from Local Splash.
Yeah, I was on the phone with her still. I just put her on hold.
Oh, I apologize. I thought she was there with you. I didn't mean to. I didn't know you were giving her a phone call. I apologize.
No, you're good. I also called the guy I do a lot of work with.
Uh-huh. I'm listening.
But I talked to the guy that I do a lot of work with.
Uh-huh.
And asked him what he thought about it. And
what were his thoughts?
Well, he told me he'd like to hear everything also that way, because me and him's trying to going in to be like business partners together. So, I mean,
Okay. Yes,
it's my business, but I'm thinking about adding him as a partner.
Okay.
So, I mean.
You could always forward him the information, but he wants to hear it verbally.
No, I mean, I can forward it to him also. It's just, I don't know. I know it sounds stupid, but I mean, I got it.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean.
I got a big bill for that one lady, and I just dropped $1,100 yesterday for diesel fuel.
Yeah, it's ridiculous nowadays. I just sold my truck literally 2 days ago because it was too much in gas. I bought a newer Honda, a Toyota, actually, a Camry. I was like,
yeah.
I didn't even get the V6. I got the 2.5.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. I mean, you own a business. You need the truck. You have to. It requires that. You have to pull things. So, but I understand if you're bringing somebody into the business, Dylan, and they're going to be a partner potentially. How long are you going to need? Well, is he around to speak with by chance?
Well, he told me it's my decision. You know, he trusts my judgment. It's just I don't know if I want to spend any more money. I'm not saying y'all. Scamming or nothing. It's just, man, I mean, I just paid over, $600 for something that I didn't even sign up for that, and I had to pay it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why not try it? Why not try the local listing at the 149? You know, that way you're not breaking the bank in order to try to get your foot in the door. And then once you see how well the local listing does work for you, then obviously we can talk about maybe doing the other ad campaign, and I'd be able to honor the 249 rate for you.
Email to Whittem's Enterprise, whatever. If you could send that, what you just said there in an email, and instead of the 10-mile radius thing, you do the 20-mile radius on it, I'd do it for 149 to start with.
Let me ask my boss, because I don't want to get in trouble for saying to do the 20-mile radius. Let me see how far we can actually do the local listing for.
Okay. Because where I'm at, 10 miles, where I live at in Canaan, 10 miles don't even get you to Madison. 10 miles gets you just still out in the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
Because from my house to town is 15 miles. 10 to 15 miles in that area.
I hear you. Okay. Well, I'm asking my boss right now. It only takes him like 30 to 60 seconds to hear back from him. But give me 1 second here while I get that sent out to him. He's responding right now. I'm just waiting. Okay. Yeah, he just actually gave me the thumbs up. He said, yeah, 20 miles sounds about right. I can do that. We can do that for him at the 149 rate.
Okay.
Okay, so we can absolutely do that for you. That's not going to be a problem. All right. And what we also allow you to do is we're going to allow you to hand select any of the cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in as well within that 20 miles, within that 20 mile range.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go ahead and get this thing going to see, so we can prove how well it works for you?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. All right. Well, Dylan, like I said, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with. Like I said, you're not going to regret the decision. We're going to make you very happy with the services. But what I would have to do here is just verify some business information in regards to the company to make sure that we have everything accurate here. Alrighty, now for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact for the business. Now the number that we've been speaking on, the 812-493-4219, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yeah, if I can't answer at the moment because being, you know, in skid steering equipment stuff on a job, just leave a voicemail and I'll get back.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're always going to leave you a voicemail, not just call and hang up. And then we'll always send you a text message and then an email as a last resort if we need to get a hold of you. Okay. But we also need to get you PIN verified inside of your local area. That's what gets you the little red dot that falls inside of the map showcasing the area that your business is located. I found the address listed for you as 6279 East State Road 62. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home address?
That's my house.
And if that's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. What we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way, the customer that's calling you knows the area you're coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know where you live, of course. Okay.
That's fine.
And just to verify the zip code out there, I found it as 47250. Is that correct?
47224 is mine, but 2 miles down the road is 47250, so that'd be fine.
Okay, wonderful. And then also for the account purposes, Dylan, I'm going off the account purpose and name. Is your last name Whittem?
Yes.
Okay. And is it Whittem's with an S or is it just Whittem?
It's Whittem.
Okay.
No,
I'm just making sure here. Okay, I'm just making sure here.
So the business thing.
Oh, absolutely. It makes it go better with the S on the business name for sure. But I just want to make sure we're addressing you properly here. And then also, what would be the best email address to use for you or your business?
Whittem's Enterprise 19 at outlook.com.
All right, so I have Whittem's Enterprise 19 at outlook.com.
Yeah. It's
okay.
That same one in text.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Understood. Gotcha. And then also, what are your hours of operation for the business? How would you like them shown?
I mean, if they call and I can fit it in, I'll do it. I don't care what time it is. I mean, it could be midnight.
Yeah.
Cool with it. I'm cool with it.
Open availability. Okay, I like that. Perfect.
And I mean, I rented a mini excavator for at my house, and I rented it for one day, and I put 48 hours on the freaking meter because I didn't get off of it. Just told him I'd keep it longer.
Wow. Awesome. Very cool. All right, so open availability. I like that. And then when you're finished with the job, what methods of payments are you able to accept from your clients? Can you accept all forms like cash, checks, and credit cards, or how does that work?
I can do cash, check, the Cash App, Venmo. I could possibly set my Apple Pay up.
Okay.
And,
yeah, that's...
cards, I don't really like to use cards because they charge a fee on top of that, and if I'm not really into that.
No, I hear that. Sometimes it's a very high percentage fee if they're using cards, so the customer...
It's like 4.25%, and, you know, out of $100, you know, that adds up.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's not going to make the customer happy. I understand that. So if it's not something that, if cards aren't something that you accept and it's just like cash, checks, Apple, or I'm sorry, Cash App, Venmo, Apple Pay, then we can set you up for those. But if you ever decide to change or add anything onto the account, whether it be a method of payment, hours of operation, whatever that you want changed or adjusted, we can always do that for you immediately. Okay, I do give you, I'm going to be sending you over two forms of contact here in a moment, giving you my direct phone number and also client support's number. That way you can always reach a live agent each and every time you try to call into us.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to do that for you right now. It will fall into your inbox labeled client support.
You want to know something cool on your phones? Like when you go to like call a pizza place and it isn't going directly through it, you know, they give you that bull crap of music and all that. If you hit $0, $0, $0, it takes you right through all of it to the phone.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy taught me that.
That's pretty cool. Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't have to wait any of them. Like, it works on businesses, too.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. Absolutely. Okay. All righty. And then also, give me one sec. Oh, yeah. And also, let me add, if you ever get a business phone number and you want that changed or you wanted that to be used other than your cell phone, just let us know. And like I said, we can make that change for you immediately. Okay. And also, Dylan, did you have any other forms of media out there, like a Facebook or Instagram built?
No, I don't have any of them built for that yet.
Okay, alrighty. That I just like to ask in case it those don't conflict with anything that we're doing for you. I just want to make sure that you if you have those, we can promote those for you, and then also we can help promote those on the website, of course. And then also, I'm sorry.
Hold on,
Daryl. Come on. Well, hurry up, get them on. Get your shoes on. Come over to the garage. Atlas in the yard now. Fluffy back.
You're going to be out here in the garage.
She needs to stay in the garage.
That's fine. All right, you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I see you, baby. You can go ahead.
Okay. And then also, give me one more second here. Oh, yeah, and I sent you over the email right now, okay? The email was going to, like I said, it's going to fall into your inbox labeled client support. At the top, it's going to be client support's number. At the very bottom, you'll notice above my Google credentials, you have the client, you'll have my phone number there with my extension. Okay, so, and then it does show me that the email did send over to you successfully. Now that we did send you over everything in writing, the last thing that we need to do here, Dylan, is secure the payment. Now, in order to secure the payment at the $149 discounted rate, what's going to work best for your company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card or credit card? What works best for your business?
Those IOUs.
If only we could accept those.
I'll use my debit card.
Okay. Now, does the debit card read with your name on it and the business name, or does it just have one or the other?
It just has my name on it, but once the business actually gets going out further, I'm going to open the Whittem's Enterprise account.
Perfect, perfect. And like
account fee if I'm not using it.
No, I hear you. Understood. And when you're ready to do that for you, Dylan, we can change everything out for you. Like I said, anything is adjustable or changeable, whether it be the payment information, the bank information, if you want to open a new account. So, like I said, just let us know and we can make that change for you. But normally the card, they read with a 16-digit code on the front of it. If you want to repeat it from the left to the right, I'll repeat the numbers back to you for accuracy whenever you're ready.
Two, four, my first name and last name.
Dylan Whittem?
Yep, D-I-L-L-O-N.
Oh, thank you for that. D-I-L-L-O-N, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. And Whittam's spelled just like the business name, W-H-I-T-H-A-M-S, or A-M?
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'm ready for the numbers whenever you are.
I already read the numbers off.
No.
Yeah, the 5516-1199.
No, I didn't hear any of that. It must have cut out because I didn't hear any of the numbers.
Well, damn. I was say, I was under a metal building there, and you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. All right, so you want the card numbers now?
I'm ready when you are.
All right. 5516.
Okay.
1199.
Okay.
6135.
Okay.
4325.
And the expiration month... And the month and year? Expiration month and year?
0124.
And the little code that's on the back?
061. Sorry,
okay.
I was messing with you
too. Okay, understood. I was like, well, it did go silent for a moment, so I'm not sure if he was telling the, you know, really telling me the truth or not. But no, definitely
no,
okay. But
no, I'm sitting here... I'm cooking out for the kids, and I'm trying to play with the kiddos and talk to you on the phone, too, and listen.
Oh, understood, understood. Okay, all right.
Don't touch that. That
okay.
Jack handle was right in the head, honey. Don't do that. Yeah, go place the hammer. There's nails over there.
Okay, so now what I'm going to do is I'm going to repeat those numbers back to you for accuracy so I don't have any mistakes here. So I do have... A MasterCard. It starts with a 5516, 1199, 6135, 4325, and I have January of 24, and I have 061.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, the card's coded out. Now, what I'm going to be doing right now is putting together your package, but going over a 90-second voice verification. It goes over the service agreement with the company. Now, if there's a question on here that you don't agree with or you want me to stop and rephrase it, feel free to just stop me right then and there. I'll rephrase that question a different way. That way you have a firm understanding of what it asks you. But it is pretty self-explanatory. But it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and also outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is also an added form of protection for you. Now, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order, will you please state the name of your business?
Whittam Enterprise.
Thank you very much. And please state your name and title within the business.
Dylan Whittam, the owner.
Thank you very much. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And you are an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company, Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, would you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
All right, thank you. And your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today's date. That's going to be June 10th, 2022. It's going to be charged in the very discounted non-refundable amount of just $149. When the term is completed, the agreement would normally automatically renew the following month on the same day of the 10th, but it will renew in that same discounted amount of $149. That rate will never change or go up on you. Now, you may discontinue the agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we just ask that you would contact client support at least 3 business days before the next billing would be due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, so that does conclude the voice verification. What I'm having my finance team do right now is they are running the $149 payment. As soon as that does go through, you're going to be getting a confirmation email sent over to you showing you that $149 came out of your account. Now, while I wait for that confirmation, I'm also going to be setting you up for the client interview that needs to take place. Now, the client interview, that's when you actually sit down with our certified technicians that are here in-house from Google. They're going to be going over the keyword content with you, the service areas that we're going to be programming you to work in, and they're also going to be going over a small testimonial in regards to the company to make sure that we're representing you properly, of course. Now, since we are late in the day here, we do close in the next 15 minutes at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, so I am going to have to push that interview out until Monday when we're back in the office. However, the time that let me see here.
They spelled my name wrong on that.
Oh, I did. It must have not changed in the settings. Give me a second here, because I remember I did correct that earlier on the phone call. It just must have not changed in the settings. So anything that we do change, give me one second here. I'm changing that right now manually.
Get in the garage.
All righty. And then I'm also going to resend you over the invoice, so give me one sec here. Let me know when you receive the other email that I just sent out to you.
It says, the last one I just got says, Dear D-Y-L-O-N. There it goes.
Okay, yeah, I just sent you a new one. Now, okay. On the invoice, I need you to go ahead and pull that up for me. Actually, before I do that, let me set you up for the client interview. So, right now, I believe it's around 6:14. We're after 6.
Yeah.
I'd get you in. The earliest that I'd be able to get you in on Monday the 13th would be 11 a.m. How does that time work for you?
I'd prefer after 5, it could.
Prefer after 5, let me see here. I can do 6 o'clock. I can't do like 5:30 or anything. It has to be on the hour. So I can do 6 o'clock if that works.
Would that be 6 my time?
That would be 6 your time, 3 our time.
Okay, that would work.
Okay, all right. And I'm sending you over the calendar invite right now as we speak, Dylan. It's going to say, it's just going to fall into your inbox in the form of an email. Okay, but while I do this for you right now, go ahead and pull up the email for me that I sent you, the invoice with the correct spelling of your first name. And then let me know when you have it pulled up for me.
Give me one second.
Yes, sir.
Well, if it pulls up.
Or try it. You can go through your text messages as well. It says on your text messages, it says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms.
Yeah, I found where it says the Google Calendar thing.
No, so there's the one that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
In the text?
No, that's actually in the text message. It says a copy of your invoice has been sent over to your a copy of your invoice has been sent to your email. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. That's what it says in your text messages.
And I'm in my email. I went to my text messages. I'm not seeing either one of those.
Okay. Do you see inside your email? Does it say Local Splash Initial Invoice? You don't see that anywhere.
It says Local Splash CIENG. No, it doesn't. Nowhere's on my email.
Give me one second.
That I'm seeing. Give me one second. I'll look down through them, but I'm not seeing that. What you're saying at all? What, buddy?
Yeah, it shows me that the invoice was, the second invoice was sent with the correct spelling at 3:14 Pacific Standard Time. Or 3:14 Pacific Standard Time. So it would have been sent at 6:14 your time.
Okay, it says, I don't know, you lost me.
It doesn't, you can you, it doesn't say local splash initial invoice anywhere on the email?
No, I'll screenshot and send you what it says. I just screenshot my whole inbox there and I'm sending it over that number you sent me right now.
All right.
The initial invoice, when you click it, oh, I guess it is there.
Mm-hmm.
I skipped it. My bad.
No, it's all right. It's all right.
I'm sorry about that. I thought it was the top, you know, the bold letters would have said that. I wasn't reading in the emails right there.
It's all right. It's all right. So, yeah, that's definitely what I need you to pull up. But when you pull it up for me, let me know, because about the fifth line down from the top, it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. You see where it says that?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and click that little link for me, and what that's going to do is take you to another page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience at the very top. What that's going to do is you scroll down and show you the services included within the package as well. But if you scroll all the way down for me to the towards the bottom, you see where it says cancellation and refunds in bigger letters?
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a box right underneath that. There's a checkbox that says, right, I certify that I'm the accurate authorized cardholder and all the information is accurate or is true and accurate or in different terminology. You would check that box for me, and then at the very bottom, you would sign your name. And it says you would sign Dylan Whittem. And then once you confirm the signature, let me know, because it's going to take you to another page that says local slash username and password. And those are going to be your credentials that get you into your client dashboard.
Okay. And this ain't going to, like, scam me or nothing?
No. This just takes you to another page that says local splash username and password.
What, baby? You want to go in the house? I have no clue what you're saying, baby. Where'd he walk to? Well, tell him to get over here. Get in the garage. Please? Well, quit looking for something. Play with that mallet or something, Bubba. Alright, so it went through on my end.
Okay, perfect. Now the username is going to be your phone number that we're speaking on right now, 812-493-4219. And the password, that's going to be created for you and given to you at the time of the client interview come Monday on the 13th at 6 o'clock your time. And then once you disconnect with my agents on Monday, Dylan, you're always able to customize the username and the password to whatever you want them to be if you choose to. That way nobody else knows what they are. I do want to ask, before the payment did go through, so I want to be the first one to welcome you aboard the Local Splash team. What we're going to do is strive 1 month at a time to make sure this becomes a long-term marketing solution for your company. Like I said, we're going to make you very happy with the services. But Dylan, before we disconnect and my agents give you a call, I always like to ask, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
I mean, if what was said isn't happening, then what?
Well, that's not going to be the case. What we say does go through. Like I said, the platinum package that we're going to be programming you into, it's going to get you found within that first 2 month time frame. You know, but you always worst case scenario, you call in, we go over the service agreement with you, we go over everything with you that we've done. But I guarantee that's not going to be the case. you're going to be very happy with the services. If you give it that full 2 month time frame, like I said, give it that full 2 month time frame, let it work for you, and let us prove to you, and you'll be very happy with the services.
Okay.
All right, Dylan. But if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you do have our contact information. I sent that over to you in the form of a text message earlier and an email. So feel free to call into us if you have any questions, comments, or concerns. Other than that, just wait for that call at 6 o'clock on Monday, and we'll get the rest of this ball rolling for you, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much. We appreciate your business, and you enjoy your weekend. Just wait for that call Monday.
All right. Bye.
All right. All right. Bye-bye.